For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulness. The Golden Gopher men's basketball team got a big road win last night. They beat the Ducks 61-44 in Eugene, Oregon. It was one of those nights for Nico Medved and company, and a night he won't apologize for.
Gets a screen, rejects it, goes left, into the paint, pivots, fires out for Grove. His three in the air, banked it in! The bank is open in Eugene!
Yes.
and Nico turns and said, we're owed something like that. He banked it in, Minnesota by 19.
Anyone can say whatever they want. We haven't caught a break. You know what I mean? So sometimes, you know, the basketball gods find a way to work in our favor. And I thought when that one banked in, I'm like, it's our night.
No question, we earned it, but it's our night tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to turn that down.
Heck no.
Yeah.
Gopher stop a two-game slide. They're home against Rutgers Saturday morning at 11. The Gopher women are home tonight against Ohio State.
Well, this group of Buckeyes plays faster than anyone in the country. They're in transition 31% of the game. And it's hard to understand what that looks like, but on average, most teams are in transition somewhere between 18 to 22 is high. 22 is really high. They're in transition 31% of the game.
That's Gopher head coach Don Plitzewhite. Gophers enter the game ranked for the first time this season at number 23 in the nation. They're 20-6 on the season, including 8 straight wins. Tip is at 7 o'clock tonight at Williams Arena. Not good news for the Twins yesterday. Pablo Lopez's season is most likely done.
Obviously, that's really disappointing news, and really feel for Pablo. As everyone knows, his work ethic, how much he cares about his body and his preparation, is second to none. And huge blow for him, and he's understandably quite disappointed. But we'll work through the steps here and understand where Dr. Meisser's at, and make sure we have everything lined up. And as he kind of recovers this week and lets things settle down,
that's Twins manager Jeremy Zoll. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.